Think with me, if you will. You're part of the Roman Guard this morning. You've been assigned that post in Jerusalem. You've been there for some time. You're a hardened, trained fighting machine. To this point, your Roman army has consumed every enemy that stands in their way. And now for more than 3 years now, you've been hearing bits and pieces of a man's teaching. You even heard that this man may have performed miracles. You doubt that highly. But you're a Roman. You've put your trust in several gods like Jupiter, Minerva, Juno, many others that may have been worshipped at that time. You've even been taught from your childhood how that Rome was everything. The fact that since you're a military might and so superior to other that the gods must have really blessed you. You must be doing it right, right? Because the gods are blessing you in this. But nowadays, this Jesus was teaching that there was only one God. And that he was already the almighty force in the universe. And now a great number of the Jews were starting to believe this. They were complicating things. You remember, you were in the band sent to arrest this Jesus earlier in his ministry. But when you heard him teach and speak, your message back to the Roman leaders was, never a man spoke such as this. Your once unshakable loyalty to Rome has now become cloudy in your mind. And how can this man, without a military experience, with no army, no earthly fortification, talk with the compassion in his voice and turn all you thought into question? Today it is even more confusing. You were in the mob that went that night with torches to get Jesus in the garden. You were there when, with all the others, as your knees gave way and you fell backwards to the ground as you heard him say, I am he. You watched that night as a mob and you were there as you led him from official to official and from priest to priest, as it were, that night. All the while, no resistance from this man. Each stop, his treatment became more severe. You, like everyone else, watched as his fellow guards laid his back open with a cat of nine tails. Certainly, if this man were innocent, he would have protested at the top of his lungs, especially during the scourge. Now you're there at the foot of the cross, looking at him, watching, waiting for his every reaction as they drove the nails into his feet and his hands. The crowd was mixed with emotion. Some were insistent upon his crucifixion, because such a short while ago you stood, as many of the crowd shouted, let his blood be upon us. But now you see a group of women and a few men weeping as they lifted him up on the cross that day. As you sit there watching, the man has barely said anything since they hung him there. Only a few phrases. And as he hung there, you even heard the last words, it is finished. What does he mean, it is finished? What's finished? As you were thinking of that, even Though this is the middle of the day, a strange darkness fell over the whole land for a period of about 3 hours. This was getting very strange. You now feel the earthquake beneath your feet. Everything was shaking. Rocks were splitting open. And even others, the tombs were bursting open, and people who you knew were dead were walking around and seeing. Everything you once thought to be true is now being called into question. You were even close enough to hear your highest commander proclaim, surely he was the Son of God. In everyone's mind, that was it. 3 days later, he arose. The question now is, as we meet around the table, as we remember these beatings, we remember those mock trials, the scourge, you also remember the compassion in his eyes, can you say with conviction, as the centurion did, truly this is the Son of God? Dear Father in heaven, we thank you, Lord, for giving us so much detail concerning your Son's life and even his death, burial, and resurrection. With that, we paint in our mind's eye a picture of those days and what led up to the crucifixion and even the days after when you arose and fulfilled everything you had said. And now we have these emblems before us at this time. And as we partake of these, remembering your Son's precious blood and his beaten body there on Calvary, we're so thankful that these things have and were done with us on your mind. And we just are so thankful for that as we partake of these emblems this day to stir us on to be better servants of you this week and to live a life more pleasing because of your Son. For it's in his name we pray.